Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. It's Friday. We're at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes, and we always enjoy that. We especially always enjoy our conversation with our next guest. Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders is on the line with us. Hello, Chris. What's up?
Man, what is going on, fellas? Are y'all excited about Monday night to see the Buckeyes get after those Irish?
Oh, so now you're a Buckeyes fan again, okay? You pick Michigan against your alma mater underdogs.
Hey, you can't tell nobody that.
Hey, you did it. I'm not gonna let you live that down.
I know.
Come on
now. Fellas doing? Y'all good?
We're good. What do you think about that game? I'm not as excited about it because, you know, look, I'm a Southern boy, SEC.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I roll, but it's two historic programs, and I know it'll probably be a good game.
You know, I'm kind of conflicted. I mean, and I know this sounds kind of weird because I play for the Buckeyes. You know, I bled and sweat. You know, I play with Eddie George. You know, Terry Glenn, rest his soul. You know, guys like that. But then I look at this Notre Dame team, and I have so much respect for the coach on, you know, how he treats his players, how he built up the program, but how, you know, he just loves those kids. And I'm just kind of conflicted. Who am I going to pick? Because I love my Buckeyes, but then I love what this coach does and how he builds the right way. So I'm just going to kind of see what happens.
Yeah, Marcus Freeman with Notre Dame. I mean, he is – I'm with you, Chris. Like, it's one of those guys that, like, the more I listen to him, the more I become a fan. And I think sports in general need more guys like that, you know, that you can tell they love what they do and they love mentoring young men.
Yeah, but see, here's the great part about it is when he gets up there and he does an interview and the media starts bragging on a head coach, he doesn't say anything. The players say it. They say, hold up, coach, let me tell you about how my coach, how, what he did and how he listens to us, how he respects everybody. And just that's how I want to coach and how you don't just build the football player up, you build the man up, and you can see it in those guys' eyes. They'll run through a wall for that cat.
Looking at the Titans is now they're very much in the off season. Actually, I want to start with this. Mike Vrabel gets the Patriots job.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that and how, you know, you've seen this for years of a guy that, you know, has the head coaching opportunity the first time.
Yeah.
They get fired. They go in the second time. And a lot of times the second time is better than the first. I feel like Mike was a really good coach here.
Yes.
I feel like New England's getting the same.
I think they are. I mean, if you look at when Mike Vrabel came in, this kind of organization was in, you know, disarray. And, you know, they had a couple of years where they were bad. And he brought structure. He brought structure to, you know, guys playing hard on the field, structure of, you know, keeping guys accountable, or keeping coaches accountable, keeping players accountable to go out there and make plays. So now you're going through a situation to where that's what, you know, the Patriots way is built on. It's hard, tough nose, you know, accountability, making sure guys are in the place, you know, paying attention to details, doing all those things that you want. So when you have a position, it opens up for him, you know, with the New England Patriots. It was just tailor-made for this guy because why? He played for the Patriots, and now he's going to coach for the Patriots, and it's a match made in heaven.
All right, what do you remember? I know you've been asked this before, but not by me. You played with him at Ohio State Vrabel for a couple of years. What do you remember about him at Ohio State? What stands
mean,
out?
Mean. I mean, he was mean. And when I say mean in a good way, not mean off the field, but when you get on the field, he wasn't going to take no for an answer. And when he came in to a house, and everybody's talking about how slow he was, and he couldn't do this and do that, and he can't play at this level, whatever it is. But he just had a tenacity to work, to outwork you. He paid attention to details. He listened to the coaches, and he'll tear your helmet off. So when you have a guy with that tenacity, that big, that mean, he just brings a force to just, man, he's an outstanding player.
You also played with a guy that's getting a lot of hate these last couple of months, and Kirk Herbstreit. What do you remember about him at Ohio State?
He was just I played with him 1 year. I think it was in 1992. This is just my opinion. He was just a winner. I mean, he wasn't really fast. He didn't have a strong arm. And I'm not exaggerating. He probably ran about a 5.7 in a 40. But then I'll never forget. There's two games I'll never forget. We were playing the Syracuse Orangemen. They were ranked fourth in the country. We wasn't ranked at that time. And I remember him calling the team in. He said, you know what? I don't care what they're ranked. We're going to go out there and beat them. And then I remember he lined everybody up two by two, and we went out there and we beat them. And then the next game I remember, we were playing the Minnesota Gophers. I mean, that's just kind of a scary name. But we were playing them, And this guy's the slowest guy on the team. And then you look up, he's running a 76-yard touchdown down the field. So the point that I'm making is he might not have been the best athlete. He might not have been the fastest guy, but he was a winner at everything that he did.
So kind of like a Dave Craig.
Dave Craig, he looked awful in his uniform, man. It was the worst. Dave Craig, he wasn't athletic, but he was very, very smart. He understood the game. So, yeah, basically like Dave Craig.
As long as he hit you in stride, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. He never threw the ball to me. I mean, he would yell at me, but he never really threw the ball.
I'm still mad at him. You're mad at him. You know, we love you. And so I think one of the greatest plays you ever made was it was 97, I think. Y'all are playing out in Arizona. And I think Steve hit you with – outran the entire state. And he hit you in stride.
Oh, my God.
And if anybody ever questioned Steve McNair throwing the deep ball, I mean, it was beautiful.
Whoa.
And I think you caught it into the sun.
And I couldn't see. Actually, the funny part about it is I didn't know I caught the ball until it was actually in my stomach because I didn't know where the ball was. That's a great analysis because I didn't see it. I'm just running, and I didn't really know I had it until it was actually, you know, in my hand. So, you know, it's good to see him to make that pass. But there's another pass that I love. We were playing the New York Jets. It's raining cats and dogs. And I run an out and up, and he throws an 83-yard bomb in stride, touchdown, let's go eat. I mean, he's a great long ball thrower.
Talking to Chris Sanders here on the program, down memory lane, which is always a lot of fun. Arizona, would that have been at Sun Devil Stadium
yes.
at that point
yeah,
in time?
That stadium was bad. I mean, yeah, it wasn't a good looking stadium. It was weird playing there because we went into the locker room and it was kind of like you were in a dungeon. I mean, I was kind of scared to get dressed, so I was hurried to kind of get out there and warm up. But yeah, it was a bad stadium.
Did you have a favorite place that you liked playing other than either the Astrodome or here?
I think the two best places that I ever played, number one was the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, my gosh. When I tell
Arrowhead,
you, it's just electric. And the one thing I love about Kansas City is when they sing the national anthem and they say the home of the and the whole stadium goes Chiefs. I mean, it's just unreal. And then the second was, I hate to say this, but the Baltimore Ravens, the Ravens Stadium is a special place to play because every time they made a first down, it was like they were moving the chains and it was just and it was loud, so it was really, really cool.
As you look at the NFL playoffs, you know, we had the Commanders that are still alive, the Rams with a big upset over the Vikings, but then everything, you know, I would say the Texans might have been a little bit of one over the Chargers as they take on the Chiefs. But to me, Chris, the game of the weekend is the Ravens and the Bills.
Oh,
what stands
gosh.
Out to you about that one?
Man, Derrick Henry. I mean, Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson is playing at a totally different level. And here's what I love about Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. If they both complement each other, because if you try to stop the run, then you got Lamar's going to beat you with the pass and the run. And then when it's fourth and one or third and two, then they're just going to bloody your nose with a 21 personnel. And I just love what they're doing. I love that they can pass the ball. I love that they can run the ball. But then also, they're very, very physical. So you're watching this game. You're watching the Ravens go to the Bills. You got a defense that's playing okay. They're okay. But you got an offense that the Ravens, man, they're running downhill. So something's got to give. But in my mind, there's just something different that's going on with the Buffalo Bills, man. So I think the Buffalo Bills are going to win that game.
I got to bring up yet another Ohio State player, Terry McLaurin with the Commanders.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you what. When they won Sunday night and they showed him on the sidelines, he had never won a playoff game.
Wow.
He'd never been in a playoff game. And he was all emotional, and I'm like, that's what football needs.
That's what it's all about.
They need that guy there who was, like, embracing the moment. Like, I get to go to the playoffs, and his interview afterwards was just remarkable. I mean, football needs guys like that who show emotion and who are invested, who love to be on their team and excited about what they're doing. I thought it was really cool. Then I found out he went to Ohio State, so I don't like him anymore.
But you know what? That's just the real part of the game because you work so hard to get to that position. I remember when it got emotional is when we went down to beat the Jaguars. And when we beat the Jaguars and we punched our ticket to go to the Super Bowl, when you watch the tears in Bud Adams' eyes, when you watch the tears in Floyd Reese's eyes, when you watch a Bruce Matthews that never cries have tears in his eyes, and you watch a Steve McNair, Eddie George, you know, break down in tears because they accomplished their dream goal. So That's the realness of it. It's not that, oh, I'm just going to cry and, you know, sing Kumbaya. No, it's because you worked hard. You bled. You sweat. There were days you were going to quit, and all of a sudden you get in position to go to the Super Bowl. I'll never forget that moment. It was one of the – man, it's just unreal. It's unreal.
Yeah, for sure. Chris, always enjoy the conversations. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Man, love you, fellas. Peace out.
Yep, you too. Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the show. All right, it is time. We need to load the lines up. 615-737-1025. If you want to attempt to win a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's game, a Keith Urban bobblehead, and a pair of tickets to see Keith Urban live at Bridgestone Arena on October 17th, this is one prize package. You're going to have to work for it. 615-737-1025. You want me to reveal how we're going to do this or just load the lines up and
Load them up. But this is not easy.
It's not easy, and you better know Keith Urban is all I'm going to say. 615-737-1025. We will do that. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe. We're live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel. We are presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel as we're at Kitchen Notes. Come by, get some breakfast. It is a wonderful place here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.